We're back on the Golden Blue Nation podcast with more coverage of a new beginning for WVU men's basketball. The Darren DeVries era in Morgantown is about to begin. In fact, it begins Thursday morning with an introductory press conference for the new head coach. Nick Farrell here on the Golden Blue Nation podcast. We're brought to you as always by Elite Roofing and Construction. Roof with the best or leak with the rest. And as you know by now, on Sunday, West Virginia University Athletics announced that Darren DeVries, the former head coach at Drake, has been tapped as the 23rd head coach of the Mountaineer men's basketball team, and that aforementioned introductory press conference is coming up Thursday at 11 a.m. at the WVU Coliseum, where we'll get to meet Coach DeVries, get to hear more about his story, and Ren Baker, the director of athletics, decision to hire DeVries for this position. But who is DeVries? Why was he so successful as the head coach at Drake? And why is he ready to make the jump from the Missouri Valley Conference to the Big 12, a gigantic jump in the level of competition from a mid-major league to arguably the most competitive conference in Division I men's basketball? Well, if you've been asking those questions, it's time to get some answers now from a guy who knows the Drake Bulldogs inside and out, Michael Admire, the voice of the Drake Bulldogs. Our conversation with Michael Admire next, after this quick word from our sponsor.
Elite Roofing and Construction is West Virginia's and the region's top reliable roofing professionals. Elite Roofing LLC specializes in residential and commercial roofing services and is dedicated to providing customer service that is second to none. Whether you have a new construction project or need to replace an old or damaged roof, Elite Roofing offers roofing repair and replacement services with free estimates. We also work with a variety of roofing types, including metal, shingle, tile, and rubber roofing. All of our work is completed by trained and certified roofing specialists. We never use subcontractors to complete any of our work. We work with insurance and financing is available. Elite Roofing and Construction, roof with the best or leak with the rest.
Time to welcome in our guest. He's the voice of the Drake Bulldogs. He's Michael Admire. Michael, thanks so much for jumping on the Golden Blue Nation podcast.
I appreciate you having me, Nick. Thank you.
All right, so I want to start with this. Keith Murphy, who is your former colleague and a big-time sports anchor in the Des Moines area, said these seven words to me when the announcement came down on Sunday that Darren DeVries would be the next head coach of Mountaineer men's basketball. You'll love him. Great guy. Wonderful family. So let's start with that. Why will Mountaineer Nation love Darren DeVries?
Keith always has a knack for using the minimal amount of words to perfectly describe somebody. That's spot on. You know, he's a Midwest guy, blue collar guy. His teams play like that. They're tough. They're gritty. Those are some of the words that you'll hear him use when describing the teams that he's put on the floor. So there's all that. But then, yeah, when it comes down to him, he's just an all around good guy. He has a huge family. One thing that I remember from his opening press conference here was, you know, Drake hadn't had much success in the past couple decades. But when he was announced, the room was full. It was all of his family. Yes. But we had a built in fan base from that moment, and it has grown since then. So, yeah, Mountaineer fans are definitely going to fall in love with this guy, his family, and just their approach to everything.
Yeah, I want to get into that approach here in a little bit. The resume speaks for itself, right? He's had six 20-win seasons, 28 wins this year, and that ties the program record. He's won MVC titles. He's gone to the NCAA tournament, even as an at-large out of a mid-major conference. Why do teams led by Coach DeVries win?
That's a really good question, because he's won in many different ways. So I think that's the key for Coach DeVries is no matter when adversity strikes, whether there's an injury or whether you have a full stable of players heading into a conference tournament like he has the last 2 years, they just find ways. I think the best way to describe him as a coach is that he's just extremely steady. He's never too high, never too low. Obviously, in the throes of the game, he'll be fired up. He'll raise his hands up in the air to get the crowd going. But when he's in the huddle, it's a steady presence. You know, we get a chance to mic him up and we'll get it, you know, hear inside the huddles and kind of hear those conversations in between. So he's always steady. He always has a very direct message. But then, yeah, beyond that, you know, year one, go back to year one at three scholarship players when he started coaching and when he came into Drake, and they built a roster. They had a great team. And the very first game of Missouri Valley Conference play, the star point guard tears his ACL down for the season. So what happens? The team loses a couple games in a row, and then they turn it around. They find a way, and they end up winning a share of the regular season conference title. I mean, that's what he's done from year one through year six.
Okay, you bring up a great point about building a roster, Michael, because it's very possible that this first year at West Virginia is going to look something similar to that first year at Drake back in 2018. It's unclear at this point how many players from the interim head coach Josh Eilert's roster will remain at WVU for next season. So tell me a little bit more about that. How was he able to create that initial team that ultimately won 20 games and had a relatively successful season? And then on top of that, how has Coach DeVries used the transfer portal as a tool during his time at Drake?
Yeah, so transfer portal wise, you know, at the mid-major level, it works both ways. Mm-hmm. He's received several good players through the transfer portal, including Darnell Brody, ended up spending four seasons at Drake. So had some success with the transfer portal, you know, on that side. Obviously lost a couple players along the way, but one thing I really appreciated about Coach DeVries is, you know, when guys left, wish them well. We'd obviously love to have them here, but understand that they got to do what's best for them. And on the flip side, he went right back to work and got great players out of transfer portal. I think when it comes to rebuilding the roster, this year is going to look for West Virginia very much different than what it was back when he was rebuilding the roster for Drake. But I think at the core of it, what Coach did back then as a first-year head coach, he went and hired a bunch of former head coaches. So he was surrounded by a bunch of guys that had been in his seat and understood what it took to be in that seat. And they put their heads together and they went out through junior college, through the transfer portal, through high schools, and built a roster that was going to be old right away, but then at the same time, start building in some of those pieces that you would have eventually three players that play for five seasons at Drake. So yeah, I think you'll see Coach DeVries use the transfer portal. You'll see him recruit at the high school level. And one thing he's done a really good job of is, I don't know if this will translate to West Virginia, but here it worked well, is going the prep school route. So You have 19, 20-year-old freshmen in here. So they're not your average freshmen. And that's something that really worked well here at West Virginia. You know, maybe you got to get older quicker to be able to, you know, be at the top and play with those dogs in the Big 12, those men in the Big 12. He's comfortable recruiting and building each way.
We're chatting with Michael Admire, play-by-play announcer of the Drake Bulldogs, who covered Coach DeVries for six seasons. So, Michael, let's talk a little X's and O's, if you don't mind here. And I want to start on offense. You mentioned versatility and how Coach DeVries' teams at Drake have won in different ways. Is there something that is similar about all of those Drake teams? It seems like he really admires guard play. I guess I'm just wondering what a Coach DeVries offense in your eyes has looked like.
Yeah, I mean, he would tell you probably right away that everything offensively starts on the defensive end. It's getting those stops, blowing up ball screens, being tough, being fierce on the defensive end, and then getting those loose balls, winning those 50-50 balls, and then getting out in transition. And he loves what ideally he would want to do is get those stops on the defensive end and then let his guys go out and play in transition and, get into a free flowing offense once they get out, or maybe once they're, get into the half court. So ideally, that's the kind of style of basketball as a whole. It's complementary, if you will, at both ends. But the style of play, he loves having a veteran point guard. He will have, you know, from what I've heard, you know, 200 plus plays in his playbook. Obviously, you whittle that down to a few that, you know, that fits that team each year. But I mean, there were years, you know, he would pull a play from year one that, you know, then worked in year six because of a certain situation. So he's got a very deep, robust playbook. And you got to have a point guard and guards that can understand that. And, you know, typically, yes, you have a traditional point guard, but he likes his one through three to kind of understand all three positions. Maybe year one, you kind of focus in on learning one position, but from there, we like his guys to, you know, be fully understanding of those three positions. And then, yeah, it's inside out. It's getting paint touches, spraying the ball out, and having shooters that can knock down shots.
What you said about defense a moment ago, and you may have known that you were going to do this, but it may have struck a chord with Mountaineer fans, right? Because you've used phrases like blue-collar toughness, right? That is what West Virginia fans have come to expect. And it's even what Director of Athletics Ren Baker was seeking. He admitted that he wanted two things in his next head men's basketball coach: proven track record of winning at the Division I level, which DeVries has done at Drake, and then somebody who can coach really sound defenses. Because look at Houston, look at Iowa State this year from the Big 12 Conference. Those two teams were at the top of the league, and they played the best defense throughout. And that really is one of the things, maybe the thing, that DeVries offers in this position for West Virginia, is that he can make WVU a really, really solid defensive team once again.
No, I know how much West Virginia and Mountaineer fans appreciate the defensive side. And I have seen some stuff. You know, I'm not staying away from social media right now, although sometimes I probably should. But no, I've seen some of the comments from West Virginia fans, you know, talking about this year's defensive numbers. And this year was a little bit of anomaly. But you have to look at it as a whole, from where this team was in November to where they finished the season. And I think that will maybe tell you the full picture of, you know, how much defense matters to Coach DeVries. And yeah, that's it. He coached at Creighton for, you know, 19 years. When you think of Creighton, you think of spread them out, you know, transition offense, team that can, you know, have a shot maker at all five levels. You kind of think of that offensive stuff, and he's a very good offensive mind. We just talked about his 200 plus plays, but at his core, you know, he did play at Northern Iowa. He coached at Northern Iowa for a year, you know, back in the 90s, but still, you know, that, that Northern Iowa defense, you know, that mindset has been instilled in him. And his, you know, his brother was a defensive lineman for 10 years in the NFL. So the DeVries family knows defense.
Yeah, it all helps, right? We're chatting with Michael Admeyer, play-by-play announcer for the Drake Bulldogs. I want to go back quickly, Michael, to something that you were discussing earlier about recruiting. Junior college, that's such an interesting thing because West Virginia has had a ton of success when you go back to the Bob Huggins era, especially with junior college kids. Most recent example of a successful one would probably be Kedrian Johnson, who was the team's point guard the last time it went to the NCAA tournament. Can you give us some examples of those JUCO guys and how they were able to develop under Coach DeVries at Drake?
Well, that's how the first roster was developed. Assistant coach at Drake here, Marty Richter. His name is definitely in the mix to, you know, fill in for Coach DeVries and take that top spot. But you know, Coach DeVries went down, visited with Marty at Florida Southwestern Community College down in Fort Myers, Florida, and ends up pulling three guys at the time from there. Eventually went and got a fourth player that went from FSW to Green Bay and then to Drake. So I had to stop in between, and then got a, you know, kind of a role player shooter off the bench in Jonah Jackson from John A. Logan, a great junior college program in Illinois. So he is plucked and pulled in times of need. I don't know if that's, you know, necessarily going to be the first place he goes, but I think it's just an example of his flexibility. You know, he's comfortable in all those situations.
All right, have to get a question in here, Michael, about Arch Madness, right? That's the MVC tournament championship. And the championship game between Drake and Indiana State was kind of crazy, right? A bruising second half rally from Indiana State, both of those teams trying to grab that automatic bid from the conference championship. Why was Drake able to prevail in that game? And what are your memories from this last tournament run with Coach DeVries?
Oh man, you're gonna get me emotional. No, I mean it was a great run. It was again, you got to win three games in 3 days, and how the fan base has transformed over the last six seasons. That's become a true home court advantage for the Bulldogs in St. Louis, which has been a ton of fun to see kind of evolve over the years. But I think kind of what it came down to is the fact that this team had their lumps throughout the season. You know, a lot of people will point to certain games throughout the year. If that's the game that's going to cost Drake a chance at the at-large. Well, it might have, but some of those games along the way also helped build Drake's mental toughness and to losing a double digit lead in the second half and finding a way after they had, blown the lead with 4 minutes to play. They found a way to make the big shots late and come away with the win. It was kind of interesting too, because they were up big in the first half, double digit lead is an 18 point lead at one point in the second half. Let's go back to the night before. Drake was down 14 in the first half, like that to Bradley, a rival, probably the top rival of Drake over the last six seasons. And they were able to flip the script and come back and win that semifinal game to advance to the championship game, where they got up big, then blew the lead. But it was Drake that held on to punch her ticket to the NCAA tournament. So it was a wild, wild weekend. Last year, all three games were double digit wins. This year, obviously a little bit more heart pounding.
Let's get one final thought here from Michael Admire, play-by-play announcer for the Drake Bulldogs. So Coach DeVries makes the jump from Creighton to Drake, and he wins right away in his first Division I head coaching job. The jump from the MVC to the Big 12, with all due respect to Coach DeVries, I mean, that's a huge jump, right? We're talking about the premier conference in Division I men's basketball. Why is Coach DeVries capable of making that jump?
Yeah, it is quite the jump. But Coach DeVries is one of those guys that, he wasn't jumping from level to level, job to job. He was, spending 19 years in Omaha, 6 years in Des Moines, grinding his teeth, if you will, building his style, getting comfortable in his own skin, and in his position as head coach. And I believe, and I know he's very self-aware. So when the time was right, when the job was right, he was ready to take that leap. It's going to be tough. I mean, the Big 12 is extremely tough, but Coach DeVries, I've told anybody from West Virginia that has asked, he's an ultimate competitor. He hates losing. But when that loss is behind him, or when that loss is over, it's behind him. It's time to move on. And I think he's going to be able to outlast any tough times that may happen early on, or may happen in a stretch of the season. Because as you know, and as he will say, those times are going to come. There are going to be some tough weeks. There are going to be some tough stretches, especially when you got, like you said, Houston and West Virginia, Iowa State, and you start adding in all the other teams coming to the Big 12. It's going to be a grind. But I think his mental approach to being a head coach is fit for a school like West Virginia. And I think he's ready for the challenge. I know we'll be cheering him on here.
He knows Coach DeVries and the Bulldogs as well, or better than anybody. He's Michael Admire, play-by-play announcer for Drake. Thanks so much for being a great guest, Michael, and for jumping on the Golden Blue Nation podcast. I know Mountaineer fans are super excited to have Coach DeVries, so I think that this has the makings of a great fit, and we appreciate you helping us get to know him a little bit better.
No, I appreciate it. Yeah, take care of him. We're not going to be listening to Country Roads anytime around Des Moines. I'll tell you that. There's still some sadness around here, but at the same time, so fired up for the DeVries family, and you guys definitely should be too.
Very good, Michael. Thanks again. There goes Michael Admire, voice of the Drake Bulldogs. Our podcast continues after this.
Despite the ill-fated efforts of President Biden and his wealthy New York friends, West Virginia coal is thriving and being shipped to 45 countries worldwide. Given its high quality and clean-burning properties, countries across the globe are demanding and consuming it, and in-state production continues to grow. With billions of dollars of recent investment in West Virginia mining operations, combined with the reliability of our coal-fired electric manufacturing facilities, West Virginia coal is here to stay. No other fuel in the world matches West Virginia coal for base load generation and steel making. Like a good friend, it's always been and always will be there, keeping the lights on and contributing greatly to our growing economy. In fact, coal continues to sustain 50,000 plus West Virginia jobs, putting food on the table for Mountain State families. Visit friendsofcoal.org to learn more. A message from the Friends of Coal.
Final thoughts here on the Golden Blue Nation podcast, brought to you as always by Elite Roofing and Construction. Roof with the best or leak with the rest. Our guest was Michael Admire, the voice of the Drake Bulldogs. And what a conversation that was. Did you learn anything from that you didn't know before about new West Virginia head coach Darren DeVries? Two things stood out to me. Commitment to excellence on defense, maybe three things. We could also lump in blue-collar mentality. That was a buzzword that Michael used in our conversation, and I'm sure that it's one that resonates with West Virginia fans. But how about this final one? The ultimate competitor. That's the type of mentality West Virginia men's basketball not just needs, but deserves. This is a job that Ren Baker, the director of athletics, has called a great basketball job, and by all indications, DeVries is a great basketball coach. It's definitely an exciting time to be a fan of WVU hoops, and we're looking forward to learning more about Coach DeVries during his introductory press conference Thursday at 11 a.m. at the WVU Coliseum. And of course, we'll bring you complete coverage of that event throughout the day Thursday and into the weekend. You can expect another episode of the Golden Blue Nation podcast at some point on Thursday as we react to everything that we hear from DeVries and AD Ren Baker during that introductory presser. We'll also have exclusive interviews with both of those gentlemen, DeVries and Baker, on a new edition of the WVU Coaches Show, airing Friday and Saturday across the region on Sportsnet Pittsburgh, WBOI in Clarksburg, WTRF in Wheeling, WVNS in Beckley, WOWK in Charleston, and on DC News Now in the Eastern Panhandle and Maryland area. So if you're interested in following our coverage of the start of this new era of West Virginia hoops, you can find everything you need and more both on TV and on the web. If you enjoyed this edition of the Golden Blue Nation podcast, we invite you to subscribe on your preferred podcast platform and leave us a five-star review to help other Mountaineer fans find this show. And of course, don't forget to stick with our coverage online at goldenbluenation.com and to download the free Golden Blue Nation app for breaking news updates and so much more. That's a wrap on this edition of the GBN Pod. Back Thursday to recap the introductory press conference for the new head coach of WVU Hoops, Darren DeVries. Talk to you next time on the GBN Pod.